A slight warmth filled him as Ava's hand touched his back, and Haver was once again thankful for his friends. Now that John and the crew from the farm were here, he could finally rest. When one of the armored soldiers saw him sag back, the soldier charged, lifting his axe high into the air to chop into Haver's shoulder, only to get hit with a bolt of lightning that wiped the savage grin from his face. Hovering above Haver and the others, Sigvald spread his wings wide, lightning dancing along his feathers. Shaken to their cores by the sudden change on the battlefield, the soldiers looked around, hoping for a command. But to their dismay, all of their leaders were either dead or dying. As for the mages, they were in even worse shape. Wrapped in chains of fire, they were held in mid-air, their faces dyed in absolute terror.
Put down your weapons and surrender, or face your death.
So strong was the power of John's voice that even villagers quickly threw their weapons down, unable to stand the pressure. Most of the soldiers followed suit, dropping their weapons and kneeling down, but around 50 of them managed to resist, holding on to their weapons tightly as they faced John. One of them, an officer by the looks of his armor, stepped forward.
We are under a...
John snapped and 50 blue fireballs appeared in the air around him. In a flash, they transformed into swords and shot out toward the 50 soldiers still standing. Panicking, some lifted their weapons to block, while others were so frightened that they dropped their weapons. Those that had let go of their weapons found that the fiery blades stopped a quarter of an inch from their heads, while the others lost their heads in a flash. Silence fell over the battlefield, broken only by the hiss of rain. John let his gaze sweep the battlefield, making sure he hadn't missed anything. Everywhere his eyes passed, the enemy soldiers quivered, unable to muster any thought of resistance.
Ava, deploy the burning brand.